Hi, welcome to We Want the Show. This is the Martin now coming at you, and this is We Want the Show. So Donald Trump wants to be the president again, and I'm understanding of this because he got shot down the second time and went for a second presidency, and like he didn't want to be that because he's not a loser like he likes to think he's not. But no, Donald Trump is the biggest loser if you think about it grammatically. Oh, I'm sorry, not grammatically. What is it? Where throughout history he's lost companies money, he's lost tons of money. He's not a great businessman at all because he's just a giant liar, which makes him a great businessman in certain ways, but it's because of his dad, not him. Now, let's go into that. No, it's not. So the guy that's prosecuting Trump, I really don't like to say names anymore except for just Trump. Because Trump, he's a piece of garbage. Now go ahead and sue me and take have it to where I can't say your name anymore. That's fine. That's you add to the millions and millions you've lost. Billions you've lost. Billions. And I don't know if anyone knows this, but Trump actually, because we have this humongous debt because of Trump. Look it up. It's literal math law. So look it up. When Trump came into office, we went our trillions in debt about, because we were 8 trillion now, and then all of a sudden we're 30 trillion when he left. So let's look at that. Trump made bank off of America. And these people, these Trumpers, these flat earthers, because the earth is flat. You know, anyone who says the earth ain't flat is an idiot. Are you joking me? These Trumpers, they are with this death cult. And now I'm using this as something that has been said before. From another syndicated news propaganda machine. And I mean that, because CNN, they're just a fucking propaganda machine. But this death cult, no, it really is. They want to destroy America. Now, here's the reason they want to destroy America. And I don't know if many people know this. They want to destroy America because America is right now, as of right now, completely broken. What they're not thinking about, because they're going to think that once other people take over our country, which China has pretty much, they did their big deal back in the Clinton era. The big deal is when we decide to vote for Trump, we decide to vote for World War III. And World War III being, we are the Axis in this situation. I know it sucks, but it's something you're going to have to live with. I'm not the Axis. There are a lot of people in America that are not the Axis. Just like kind of like how Germany was. But we need what everyone has to make our country run. So what do? We don't ask for it. We just take it. We make a war, then we take it. Now, Ukraine is heavy in oils. Okay? The reason why the GOP does not want the oils from Ukraine is because we've got them other places. Except for now that South America is wise to this, because we've already used up all the oils in ours. And we've already fracked enough. Because fracking in other countries, oh, fuck, it ain't our country. So we'll just go ahead and go down to South America and The GOP is like, oh, well, we want to cut them off, so therefore we can give them what they need. Can't give them America, but we can give them what they need. And because with everyone running up here, and that's the truth. Now, here's what I would like to do. It's nothing against migrants that want to come to America. Because, hey, I was born in America, but my parents weren't. And there's a lot of people that can say the same thing, but there's a lot of people who say, oh, my parents were born in America, my grandparents were born in America, and their grandparents were born in America, and it, you know, it goes back and back and back. Yeah. So, are we 85% of America is effing retarded. Well, but that's by design. I've always said this, but it's literally by design. 85% of America doesn't know their armpit from their armpit hair from their pubic hair. Unless you tell them, this is your armpit hair, this is your pubic hair. Because the federal government has gotten so involved in everyone's life, which I am on the fence about. Now, in certain ways, to use the federal government to tell you what to do is a bad thing. But if the federal government, with all their research, knows for a fact that this is going to kill you, then I think they should step in. You know, it's unlike a state that would say, well, it doesn't affect us. I understand where they should step in. But that's where a lot of people are coming at. A lot of people are like that woman that wants to get a divorce from her state because she wants a abortion. All right, well, first of all, I'm adopted. My mother chose not to be aborted, so yes, I am biased. I am biased. She was too young, and I have no idea. Like, there was a lot of things that were wrong with me when I was young, but yet she still had me, and I'm alive today. A lot of you out there will say, well, that was a mistake. A lot of you out there will say, hey, awesome. But all of you out there are going to go with the girl should be able to have an abortion if her son has a thing that could be fatal. So therefore, she does not want to have a child to lose it later. She'd rather just lose it now. You know, where she doesn't like hold it in her hands, or she doesn't have that connection that mothers have with their children. I get it. I mean, we're setting her up for so much pain. Or she could just give it up for adoption. Now, here's the thing about giving it up for adoption. More people in America are adopting than having children. Why? Why? Well, it's easy. Women don't want to lose their figure. That's the truth. Women do not want to lose their figure. They don't want to have that baby and then like have to work off all those pounds. I dated a girl who swore to me that those were her kids, those twins were her kids, but I knew for a fact they weren't. Because A, she never showed. B, she kept her figure the entire time. Because that was big to her. Looking beautiful was huge to her. But this was back in the, early 2000s. Late 90s, early 2000s. That looking beautiful was big to her. So, I get it. I get it. Mothers want to stay beautiful, but yet still want to have kids. There's tons of them out there. So, why don't you just have the kid? Well, I'm afraid that I'm going to love it. I'm afraid that I'm going to love it and not be able to give it up. Well, that's because that is your literal biological intuition. Because that is who we are. There's a man, there is a woman. I don't give a shit about all these trans people. Dude, do you? Do you? As far as I'm concerned, you created yourself through science. You were not born this way. You created yourself through science. That's fine. That's totally okay. But let's think about the woman who's afraid to have the child, which was already been diagnosed. And there's a picture of her holding her belly. And she can't get an abortion after 6 weeks. Because honestly, after 6 weeks, the brain starts fucking working. I know everyone's going to say, no, we're just fetal pieces of flab. But no. Fuck it. Let her have the abortion. Let her kill her. Let her murder a fucking person. Let her do it. Let her fucking do it. It's her choice to murder. Oh, murder is a gaslighting word, right? Kind of like transphobia and homophobia and LGBTQ plus phobia. Dude, I lived with gay guys and gay girls when I was in high school. I never turned gay. Dude, they made their choice. They enjoyed kissing and fucking each other with a bunch of drugs and, you know. I just was there for the drugs. I didn't give a fuck. Like, honestly, I cared about them, of course. But I'm not going to get in to say, oh, they were this, they were that. No, hell no. What would a person sound like that? Maybe kind of like Jim Jordan? One of the biggest hypocrites in Congress? Who knows? Who fucking knows? Like, I give a shit. But here's the thing. If we want to destroy America, to let everyone else in to divide us and conquer us, well, we're already doing it. And we've been doing it since 2012. Well, a bunch of people were figuring out how not to have it happen in 2009. But it doesn't work. We're all going to have different ideals. But here's the thing. If my ideals don't adhere to your ideals, then I'm dumb. If your ideals don't adhere to my ideals, then you're dumb. Is that how we roll it? Is that how America is? Maybe we just realize that we're very different people. But we have one guiding rule. If shit fucks up in this country, all of our other shit is done. Because the victors always burn the histories of the past. So let's just start burning it before we get it. I'm not an activist. I'm not anti-activist. Dude, when I was in high school, I had college classes and I dated college girls. Well, I was also in a band that toured. I didn't give a shit about this stuff, but what I did care about was what I wrote about violence in communities that was retarded. And I meant that, retarded, which means the inability to function. How the ideals of America now are sickening. Because everyone wants to fight against, and the second something's done, we got to figure out something else to fight against. Because America is so trying to be the 80s, early 90s. Dude, we had stuff to fight about. You all don't. Oh, the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So you're just fighting against yourself now. That's the sad part. Everyone's fighting against themselves. Everyone's going against everything, even though they have an idea what the hell they're going against. But it's some reason to protest, and it's some reason to get out of class and still get an A. Well, they're figuring that out real quick. In Harvard, MIT, and Oxford. NOC. Sorry. And UPenn. Well, she's already gone. Another thing. Why were they all female presidents? There wasn't a male president there. Well, because women are so much better than men. Women are always so much better than men. Now, I'm not going to disagree with that in any way. Because women love to make it to where men are so inferior. And in ways, they really are. In ways. Now, if I was to say women were inferior as far as the movie Lady Ballers. Now, Lady Ballers, I get what they were trying to do it, like the Breitbart pieces of garbage. I get it. Like they're woke act, you know, they're anti-woke, you know, pieces of Aryan nation garbage. Where America is like, oh, if you're not white, you're not right. Yeah, well, fuck that shit too. Fuck the Black Lives Matter, fuck the Aryan Nation. You want to be punk rock? Now is the time to do it. And fuck everybody. Fuck the woke activists. Fuck the people who are anti-woke. Do your own gosh darn thing. That's what punk rock was back in the day. We weren't Democratic. We weren't Republican. We were just trying to niche out one little speck that we could have. But because of all this shit, everyone wants everything. Why stop there? When the Black Lives Matter got in trouble for siphoning millions of dollars to, you know, it was embezzled. Yeah, the Black Lives Matter president embezzled like millions of dollars. But then again, didn't the woke activists too? I mean, they stole, they did worse. They destroyed my childhood with taking, because they have zero creativity. Well, when I was a kid, I wanted Han Solo to be gay. I want her gay! Just give her gay. I want him to be gay, but I want him to fuck his son and then be gay. That's literally how it was in this destroyed identity of America. Well, and it's unfortunate, but everyone else is laughing at us. Oh, look at your male females. You know, England is the one that's closest, but even they're like really like, okay, well, we got a shit ton of people around us, and they say that we're going to fucking kill you if you do this, but we're still going to do it, so let's do it. Oh, and then they go back. And then we have the Doctor Who guy who said that only gay players should play gay parts. But then now he's trying to make everybody gay. Now, I have no problem if he's gay, but if he's trying to make everybody gay, now is it like, well, I was a kid and no one liked me when I was gay. Is that what it is? Is that, because if that's what it is, that's not, That's not progression. That's called retribution. So I want to make everybody gay. Dude, I fucking sucked a guy's dick once. I've had a guy inside me. I've been inside a guy. You know one thing I do know? I'm not bi. It was fun at the time. I was young. It was experimenting. I'm not gay. That made so many people upset when I was young. No, you have to be gay because you sucked his dick. So? I'm married with kids. Oh, no, but you sucked his dick. You're gay. Because no guy would ever. That's what I was told back in the day. But now I'm realizing, now they're saying the same shit about everybody. So it's just retribution. It's just like, be me. Be more like me. Please be me. Be more like me. No, I'm not going to be like you. I'm not going to be like any of you. Like literally any of you. Most people that have ever known me know that I have never been like anyone else. Some people say that I am the most unique person they've ever met. I'm not anti. I'm not pro. I'm pro-family. I'm pro-family. I will say that, and I've said it many times. I am definitely pro-family. But the rest of you... Go fuck yourselves.